They're back home in Israel in good condition. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. Two hostages rescued in Gaza overnight, more than 5 months after they were among those kidnapped by Hamas in the terror attack that triggered the war.
Accompanied by IDF forces who gave them protection in the area until they reached the safe zone.
Israeli forces Rear Admiral Daniel Hagari. Officials in Gaza say 67 Palestinians were killed in the rescue operation. President Biden's called Israel's war over the top, urging them to do more to protect civilians. And Fox's Jared Halpern reports from the White House the president will focus on that in a meeting today.
The face-to-face here will be the first between President Biden and Jordan's King Abdullah since three American soldiers were killed in a drone attack at a military outpost in Jordan last month. The two allies are working closely on a potential deal to pause fighting in Gaza and free remaining Israeli hostages held by Hamas.
An ABC News poll finds 86% of Americans believe the president is too old to be reelected after that special counsel investigating Biden mishandling of classified documents recommended no charges, in part because he's elderly with a poor memory. 59% in that poll also said former President Trump's too old. He was criminally charged in his classified documents case, and he's in court right now in Florida.
In a special room built just for this case. Now, it's called a sensitive compartmented information facility, and the Fort Pierce courthouse did not have one of these at the start of the case, so one had to be constructed.
Fox's Dana Marie McNichol, the defense secretary, is hospitalized again and has handed duties over to his deputy.
Lloyd Austin is in critical care after going to the hospital for a bladder issue. Walter Reed Medical Center says in a statement that it isn't clear how long Secretary Austin will stay in the hospital, but his current bladder issue isn't expected to, quote, change his anticipated full recovery.
Fox's Ryan Schmelz. Austin has apologized for being secretive about his cancer and hospitalization last month. America's listening to Fox News.
If you have a bank account, pay attention. The U.S. banking system is once again under extreme stress, but there is an easy way to protect yourself. Gold. Contact Noble Gold Investments today and safeguard your family's financial future. As a thank you for opening a qualified account, they'll give you a free quarter-ounce gold standard coin. Just use the promo code GOLD. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
Hello, America. It's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you don't have Consumer Cellular yet, now is the perfect time to switch and save. For a limited time, new customers can get wireless service for as low as $15 a month for your first year. Yep, the same exact nationwide coverage as the leading carriers for $15 a month for an entire year. What are you waiting for? Call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com and use code RADIO15.
See ConsumerCellular.com/first year 15 for promotional.
From the Air Central Heating and Cooling Studios, this is News Talk 560 KBLU.
From the News 11's Information Desk, I'm Karina Asarte. Wow, the Kansas City Chiefs take the cake. They have won Super Bowl 58. It was the second Super Bowl in history to go overtime, and our team got to witness it all in Vegas. Head on over to our website where we bring you the highlights from Las Vegas and the local reaction. The Yuma Orchestra Association hosted the Romantic Classics on Saturday. The association coordinator says the concert was all about romantic music. The concert took place at the Snyder Auditorium at the Yuma High. The popular songs that were featured in the concert were Celine Dion's My Heart Will Go On and The Beatles' Yesterday. Catch us on News 11's tonight, 5, 6, and 10 p.m. for your latest local news, weather, and sports.
Make everything you do more epic with Spectrum Mobile and the new Samsung Galaxy S24 series with Galaxy AI. Order from Spectrum and get $700 off with a trade-in. And now, you can get Spectrum Mobile for $15 a month each when you get two unlimited lines. Get the new Samsung Galaxy S24 series with Galaxy AI today. Visit a Spectrum store or spectrummobile.com. Offer subject to change, valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
I'm William Shatner. I've been around a long time, but I'm truly humbled when I see the real battles our brave, paralyzed veterans have faced defending our freedom. And when they come home.
I had just come home from serving over in Germany. Next thing I know, it was 3 weeks later. I was paralyzed.
While parachuting with my platoon, my parachute didn't open. I broke my neck.
It left me paralyzed for the rest of my life.
I was on a routine patrol, and we were in the desert of Kuwait, and the vehicle flipped and landed on top of me, which left me paralyzed from the waist down.
Okay, folks, this is heroism. That's why I'm proud to support Paralyzed Veterans of America, because they've kept their promise to never leave a fallen soldier behind. A roof over their heads, accessible homes and cars, jobs, benefits.
PVA has brought me back to life.
Show them their sacrifice hasn't been in vain. Go to PVA.org to learn how you can make a difference.
My name is Juanita Segura, and I was diagnosed in November of 2014 with non-small cell lung cancer. The first time I heard about biomarker testing was actually my husband. He just started researching about lung cancer.
And I found out about biomarker testing, and I'm like, why not? Let's try it.
I'm Dr. Jorge Gomez, thoracic medical oncologist at the Mount Sinai Hospital. Comprehensive biomarker testing is looking for either substances in the blood or mutations in some of the genes of the cancer cells that can help us identify special types of lung cancer that can be treated with what we call targeted therapies.
Letting my children know brought all of us a sense of hope. To give them hope that mom is going to be around to see you grow up. And I promised them that.
Ask your doctor about how comprehensive biomarker testing before treatment may help you and your doctor decide on the best treatment for you. Visit noonemissed.org for more.
A public service message from Longevity Foundation.
Kids across America are going to school hungry. Millions of kids every day. But one simple thing can help change all of this for a hungry child in America. Good healthy food and the energy it brings. With help from caring people across America, No Kid Hungry is providing healthy meals and hope to hungry kids so they can build better futures. Go to helpnokidhungry.org today.
The following program on 560 KBLU is a paid program. All opinions expressed by the program participants are solely their current opinions and do not reflect the opinions of 560 KBLU, El Dorado Broadcasters, LLC, their respective parent companies or affiliates, or the companies with which the program participants are affiliated and may have been previously disseminated by them. The program participants' opinions are based upon information they consider reliable, but neither 560 KBLU, El Dorado Broadcasters, nor its affiliates, nor the companies with which such participants are affiliated, warrant its completeness or accuracy, and it should not be relied upon as such.
Welcome to Life, Death, and the Law, presented by the law firm of Deason, Garner, and Hanson, hosted by attorneys Sean Garner and Adam Hanson.
Welcome to Life, Death, and the Law. I am Sean Garner in studio here with Adam Hanson and Cody Beeson. We are attorneys of Deason, Garner, and Hanson, and we do estate planning. We help people organize their assets to make sure that their affairs are in order, they know what money they have and how to access it, and also they can put a plan in place where people that they trust are going to have the tools that they need to pick up if somebody becomes incapacitated or passes away. And that involves caring for their children or just managing assets. If you don't know where they are or how to do it, then you can't do that. So we help in that aspect. But we also do this radio show. And, of course, just talking about estate planning gets a little boring. So we like to branch out and talk about issues that involve our society and our community and the nation that we live in, and how we can be aware of the ideas that are going around and applying to us on an everyday basis, both in politics and then just social issues. And one of the big social issues that I think there is, it's a boogeyman that a lot of us kind of don't want to acknowledge, but it absolutely exists, is this idea of DEI. So when I say the word DEI, I want you to think about that. Do you place that acronym and attach any meaning to it? Because what it actually means is diversity, equity, and inclusion. And so it's a woke ideology, and the underlying argument is that there should be the same amount of people in each organization, corporate organization, government organization, that represents the population of the people of that community. So if a community is 30% black and 50% white and 20% Hispanic, then the government organizations should have quotas to have at least that many black, Hispanic, the white not so important. And so that's what DEI is. And it's worked its way very well and is deeply established into our universities. It's working its way into our lower education, as far – lower education, that sounds bad – but our primary education, like K through 12. And so what we're seeing is that diversity – there's this quote out there, diversity is our strength. Diversity of ideas. Well, how is that so? If I believe that gravity functions a certain way and I understand – Einstein's theory of gravity, and we use that mathematical equation to get rockets to space and satellites into orbit. But somebody else has an idea that gravity is totally different, right? Why do I want that diverse idea to come in if it's provably incorrect? It's not diversity. What I'm trying to make the point of is diversity in and of itself is not a good thing. If I'm coming out and I'm saying, hey, in order to achieve financial security, you need to spend less than you earn. And then we say, well, hold on a second. Let's explore that a little bit. Why don't we give some time to the person that says we need to spend more than we earn, and then let the government pick up the rest, or just file bankruptcy and let, you know, all of our creditors pick it up. But let's talk about that instead as an idea that we should all entertain with the equal amount of weight as far as a philosophy that we should be teaching. No, that's not a good idea. There are some things that are right and wrong, and it's not a good idea to give equal weight and prominence to bad ideas.
But at least you heard both ideas. At least one idea wasn't silenced.
Yes, and that's where freedom of speech comes in, right? But we don't need to go out there and hire somebody that believes that what they should do is run up their credit card debt and then file bankruptcy every 7 years, and that is how they run their life, and that's how they're promoting that other people should run their lives as well and teach our children that ideology for the sake of diversity, because it is a diverse idea. And, of course, I'm getting in, you know, beating around the bush a little bit, but it's with this idea of more than two genders. Well, that's a different idea. And for people that believe that there are more than two genders, that would be a diverse person. And so we should, in the name of diversity and inclusion, bring them into our school system and teach our children that not only is there more than one more than two genders, but that the sex that your child was born may not identify properly with their gender, and they need to question that and throw their whole little mind into a tailspin. So that is the question: is diversity actually a good thing for its own sake? Now, we played on a previous show a clip of people that were interviewing students on the campus of Florida University. And the question was asked, do you think that diversity is a good idea? Do you think there should be quotas for people that get into Florida University based on the demographics of our community? And the general response was yes, right? If there's X amount of Hispanics, there should be that many Hispanics attending our university, and blacks and whites and so on and so forth. So he said, okay. And then they showed a picture of the football team. And they said, does that look very diverse? And, of course, it wasn't. It was prominently black players. And I said, how many black players do you think should be kicked off of this football team to fit the narrative of diversity and allow more Asians and Hispanics and white players to be on the team? Which one should lose their position? And the students quickly changed their tone. And they said, no, well, you know, I think the best player should play.
Yeah, skill-based at that point.
Right. And they said, well, why is that different for universities or job placement? Why should somebody get a job based on the color of their skin? And that, of course, sounds racist, because it is racist. So let's play a clip. You know, Rob Snyder, he's been one of those that's kind of broken free of the Hollywood woke cult. And he jokes about this. So let's play that clip.
The CEO of United Airlines last month, the CEO, he announced of all the hiring for all the new pilots that are coming up this year, all the hiring for the new pilots, the main focus is going to be diversity. What? Diversity? Not the best pilots you can find? The ones with the most hours and experience? The ones you've done it before? Nope, diversity. I don't know about you, but I'm sick and tired of flying all the time with these white pilots landing safely and on time. Boring.
Adam, what's your take? Diversity?
Well, as you're talking, a few things came to mind. So I think diversity is the antithesis of the American spirit. And the reason I say that is because this nation was founded on hard work and grit. We are the underdog in history. We should not have been a nation. We should not have won against one of the greatest dynasties of all time in our world history, the British. But we did. And the reason why we did wasn't because we had a certain amount of racial diversity in the midst. The reason why was because we had what all underdogs had, mental toughness. We had strength. We put in the hard work. And ultimately, I think all underdogs have to have some sort of amount of heart to get them over the line and win that game or win that fight. And when you throw diversity into it, in my opinion, it's going to create a lazy person that is not willing to put in the hard work, use their heart, be mentally tough to get that job done. And we don't want that. I don't want that. You don't want a pilot that is in that pilot seat because of their race or because we wanted to meet a quota. I don't feel safe. You shouldn't feel safe. I mean, if I think of one of my all-time favorite movies is Top Gun, the original, right? And you have a class of some of the best fighter pilots on the planet. And it wasn't – you had to prove yourself in combat and in these drills in order to rise to the top of the class. They weren't looking for so many black guys or so many white guys or so many Asians. You're either the best or you're not. And that's the mentality we ought to approach most of life with, is the cream of the crop rises to the top. And you know this, Sean, you're a farmer, right? You tell us and you remind us this all the time. There is a pecking order. I say that because you have, like, I don't know, 1,000 chickens, right? Is that right?
60.
Oh, I thought you were. Surely, I thought you were up to 1,000. You're not as good as a chicken farmer as I thought.
No.
So, Sean, when you're observing your chickens, are there chickens in your flock that rise to the top? There's a reason why we use the word or this phrase, pecking order. In the animal kingdom, there is a pecking order, and you see it. Especially because you're raising these chickens now, right?
Yeah.
You've got some at the bottom that get picked on. They don't get the food before everybody else. You got the ones in the middle kind of vying to be to the top. But you got the top dogs as well that are getting all the food. They're bigger. They're better. And that's the pecking order. And unfortunately, sometimes that's just how it is. And it ought to be that way. And no matter what the government tries to do, it's always going to be that way.
Successful societies, it will be that way. Societies have never been represented by an equal amount of whatever the social dynamic is, because society is broken up by a lot of different social substructs, right? There's cultures that make up society, and those cultures tend to push towards different careers and different skill sets. So I don't think that the NFL has a majority of black players because they are racist against white individuals. I think that there's some culture push that emphasizes that athleticism and performance level, and that's what they get. They get very good players that happen to be black. And I want the best players. As a fan of the NFL, I want to watch the best players out on the field. I don't want to see a set of diverse players. I don't want to see transgender. I don't want to see Korean, or I don't want to see Hispanic or white, just because they represent some portion of society. I want to see what's the best. And the same thing with the banking world, and the same thing with Hollywood, and the same thing with the legal field, until more recently, where the universities have been indoctrinated with the best qualification that you can have to get entrance into law school is if you have some diverse characteristics. And I think that is totally backwards.
We got to go to a break, but when we come back, I want to explore this idea a little more. Sean, you've got some ideas about affirmative action, which is going to what you're talking about. And, I want to see what your take is on that now as you've lived your life a little bit more. And so we're going to go to break. This is Life, Death, and the Law.
Coming up, more thought-provoking conversations on life, death, and the law right after this.
Hey, Yuma, Dave Ramsey here. If you listen to our show or know anything about us, then you know I only recommend products and services I trust and I believe in. That's why when it comes to protecting your assets and planning for your loved one's future, you've got to call my friends Sean Garner and Adam Hansen at the law firm of Deason, Garner, and Hansen. I encourage you to take the first step and attend a free, no-pressure seminar and learn all of your options. The firm of Deason, Garner, and Hansen has been educating the Yuma community for over 40 years, and this is the only area of law that they practice. Sean and Adam believe in giving free education to help people make smart decisions about their assets and help them leave a legacy for their family that they can be proud of. Schedule a free personal consultation today. Call 783-4575 or visit YumaEstatePlanning.com.
If you're thinking, hey, this feels a little on the chilly side, you would be correct. Temperatures still running 5, almost 10 degrees below the average. But after today, we see some improvement. Temperatures steadily warming up with sunshine and no signs of rain through Friday. 66 the high today, 70 tomorrow, 74 Wednesday, 75 Thursday, 77 by Friday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel.
What is your healing power? Maybe your healing power is helping veterans with PTSD, traumatic brain injuries, depression, anxiety, or loneliness. Is your healing power a simple, heartfelt letter or being a volunteer? It is estimated that over 500,000 current warfighters will return from service diagnosed with PTSD, and 22 veterans will commit suicide every day. Our veterans have paid the ultimate sacrifice for our country. At HealVets.org, you can find out more about the healing power of pen pals, volunteers, therapy kits, and more. Discover your healing power at HealVets.org. Help heal veterans, together with you, has been helping one recovering veteran at a time. We are helping veterans heal together. What is your healing power? To find out about your power, visit HealVets.org. This PSA is sponsored by Help Heal Veterans.
I always tell people I was the luckiest guy in the world. I wanted to be an Army man or a fireman, and I got to do both. As a firefighter, my job was about saving lives. I never thought one day I would be fighting for mine.
After spending his career answering the call to save others, Ken was diagnosed with ALS. Now he's facing his biggest battle for more time. For 70 years, Muscular Dystrophy Association has been answering the call to help people live longer and more independent lives.
MDA means to me hope.
MDA is leading the way for people living with ALS, muscular dystrophy, and other neuromuscular diseases by accelerating research, advancing care, and advocating to empower families like Ken's.
I wouldn't be living as good of a life with ALS if it wasn't for MDA. MDA is helping people live stronger and love longer. Learn more at MDA.org today.
Do you know about 211 Arizona? It's a free service to connect you with resources anywhere in Arizona. Housing assistance and eviction prevention, transportation and ride services, healthcare benefits, food resources, and even utility bill support. Talk to a live operator in English or Spanish 24 hours a day, every day of the year. Just dial 211 or visit 211arizona.org. Get connected, get answers, and get the help you need. This message is sponsored by 211 Arizona.
Hey, Mark here for Corona Optique with some vision tips for you. Do your eyes water, burn, feel sandy, gritty? You might be suffering from dry eyes. Why is it called dry eyes if your eyes are watering? Corona Optique's Dr. Leah Malinger describes the most common type of dry eye like this. Your eyes send a message to your brain saying they're dry. The brain decides to fix it by causing you to tear. The problem with those tears is they're not the right composition and they don't stay on your eyes long enough, creating dry eyes. Those most affected by dry eye are menopausal women, contact lens wearers, allergy sufferers, and older adults. Call Dr. Malinger at Corona Optique and make an appointment so she can discuss and start a treatment plan to manage your dry eyes. Corona Optique, dedicated to providing you the utmost in eye care. Yuma's most progressive optical shop. Call 928-726-1100 or online at coronaoptique.com.
You're listening to Life, Death, and the Law, presented by Deason, Garner, and Hanson, the law firm that has been voted Yuma's best 6 years in a row.
Welcome back to Life, Death, and Law. I'm attorney Adam Hanson, and I'm having a conversation with my pal, my buddy, Sean. And we were talking about DEI policies and how they are detrimental to our nation's culture, but yet that seems to be what the government is currently pushing. When I say government, I mean the federal government. And I know, Sean, when you were going through schooling, when you were going through the university program and all this kind of stuff, it seems to me like we've had conversation like this years ago, and somehow in that conversation, affirmative action came up. And affirmative action, I think I remember you advocating for it, that you were for affirmative action, and I don't remember why, but was that a correct take from our conversation back then, or
no? So just for our audience out there, we want to define DEI. It's diversity, equity, and inclusion. And so every time you hear DEI, because you will hear it a lot, and now that you know it, you'll pay attention to it. It's kind of like when you buy a car, you see much more of that car driving on the highway. It's out there everywhere, diversity, equity, and inclusion. And what it means is that it's a policy that strives to have diverse group of individuals in every aspect of our lives, especially in education and government. And that diversity in and of itself is the end goal. And my argument is that should not be the end goal, because that's going to result in a very weak government, or very inefficient, if you can imagine a less efficient government than we currently have, and a very poor education system, because some ideas are just bad and we should hire based on merit, not on color of skin or gender or race and ethnicity and so on. And so the question is, do I agree with affirmative action? Affirmative action is the policy where individuals who are in minority groups get selected in a priority status because of their minority status. And so if there are 10 candidates and let's say that there are 8 of them that are white and 2 of them that are, one's Hispanic and one's black, then they're going to look at the ones that are minorities, Hispanic and black, for providing entrance into or admission into the university.
And it's a little bit more than that. In fact, they're going to change the rules. The rules are different for those that are of a different race. Am I correct?
I'm saying without even talking about test scores at all, just saying if there are 10 people and that was the makeup of those 10 people, they're going to look at those two criteria first and make sure that they've checked those boxes of having their quota for the minority. Then they'll look and make sure they've met some minimum standards for scores. And if those minimum standards aren't met, then we can start labeling these tests as racist and discriminatory, so we don't have to abide by them anymore and allow us to meet the minimum standards for the quotas.
So at one point in your life, were you not for this? I thought you were.
Yeah. So No, I wasn't for it. I was never for affirmative action. In fact, I wrote a lot of op-eds when I was in undergrad against affirmative action. I started my education here in Yuma, Arizona. And in Yuma, you apply for a scholarship, at least when I was doing it in the year 2000 when I started. And it didn't matter. They didn't ask, are you white or Hispanic or black? They just, you applied and you showed what merit you had and you would get the scholarship. And so it turned out that I was able to get a full ride scholarship to AWC, and that was great. It was hugely beneficial to me. I didn't have mentors helping me to get into the higher education system or pay for it. And so I needed to go through community college to kind of learn the ropes, and they didn't judge me based on my race or my sex. But then I went to Colorado, and Colorado was a different experience altogether. I assumed when I walked into the resource department at Colorado State University that it'd be the same. And I said, I just need all the scholarship applications that you offer. And they said, well, for you, for a white male, they're over there. And that was the first time that I was introduced into affirmative action or racism in the college campus. Now, they call it reverse racism, but racism is racism. If you're basing a choice off of race, off the color of your skin, then that's racism. And so I argued against that, and I started writing some articles on that, and I felt strongly that that was not the American way, that we should, that's not the Martin Luther King dream or the American dream. And I think that's, if you want to understand woke, first understand the dream. What was the principles that the Founding Fathers wrote out in the Declaration of Independence and in the Constitution and the Bill of Rights? And it was all that we all have rights that are inalienable, and the government is there not to grant us our rights but to protect our rights. And when we get back to that, a lot of people look at the individual behaviors of the Founding Fathers. They find faults with them because they're human, and they did have faults. They weren't drafting a constitution and a groundwork for who they actually were, but who we aspire to be. And that is a sacred document, because we do aspire to be people that see all men as created equal with having these rights, and that the government should keep its hands off our rights, and we only allow the government to do certain things to protect our rights. And so with affirmative action, it's the complete opposite. It takes away that American dream. It takes away the dream of us all be given an equal opportunity to make our voice heard, to work with our own mind and our own bodies and acquire our own achievements, and then keep those and be the owners of that achievement, that property, that business that we own, and whatever it is. Now, when you wake up from that dream, that's being woke. Waking up from that dream means we no longer want equality, we want equity. And there's a big difference between equality and equity, and that is what I found in the university system, that they wanted equity throughout anybody that applied, not equality and an opportunity for anybody that applied. Bill Maher actually points this out pretty cleanly in this interview that he does on his show. It's with Bernie Sanders. And Bernie Sanders has been a longtime advocate of equity. And Bill Maher kind of holds his feet to the fire as to whether or not he even understands what that means and whether or not that's a just cause. Let's play that tape.
DEI, are we confusing equality of opportunity with trying to guarantee equity in outcomes? Okay, that's interesting, because I think this word equity has come into the language in the last few years, and before that we didn't hear it a lot. And I think a lot of people hear equity and they hear equality, that like it's the same word, and it's not the same word in the same concept. So how would you differentiate between equity and equality?
Well, equality, we talk about, I don't know what the answer to that is. Come to think of it, you know, equality is equality of opportunity. All right? We live in a society, we want all people
Right.
To have whatever color your skin is.
Equity, I think, is more guarantee of outcome, is it not?
I think so. I think that's
okay. Fine. So which do you come? Which side do you come down on?
Equality.
Equality.
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry.
Bernie Sanders has run for president on the platform of equity. He didn't even understand, or when pressed on the issue, he didn't agree with it, the true concept of equity, that it is fundamentally unfair to give somebody who just chooses to flunk out of high school regardless of their intellectual aptitude and go down whatever path, drugs, video games, whatever it is that they choose to do instead of being a hardworking, productive citizen, and say, well, equity, they need to have the same outcome instead of equality. And that is what wokeism is. It's diversity, regardless of who deserves it, equity, regardless of whether they put in the effort or not, and inclusion of all ideas, regardless of how insane and stupid those ideas are.
We got to go to break. This is Life, Death, and Law. We'll talk about, Sean has some Taylor Swift news or something. I don't know. Mm-hmm. He's going to surprise us with. We'll be right back.
Coming up, more thought-provoking conversations on life, death, and the law right after this.
Hey, Yuma, Dave Ramsey here. If you listen to our show or know anything about us, then you know I only recommend products and services I trust and I believe in. That's why when it comes to protecting your assets and planning for your loved one's future, you've got to call my friends Sean Garner and Adam Hansen at the law firm of Deason, Garner, and Hansen. I encourage you to take the first step and attend a free, no-pressure seminar and learn all of your options. The firm of Deason, Garner, and Hansen has been educating the Yuma community for over 40 years, and this is the only area of law that they practice. Sean and Adam believe in giving free education to help people make smart decisions about their assets and help them leave a legacy for their family that they can be proud of. Schedule a free personal consultation today. Call 783-4575 or visit YumaEstatePlanning.com.
Listen to KBLU from 8 to 9 every Monday morning to Life, Death, and the Law. Sean Garner and Adam Hansen discuss estate planning options. Learn how you can plan your estate using a will or trust to protect your family and secure your legacy. That's Life, Death, and the Law every Monday, 8 to 9 a.m. on 560 KBLU.
Before I was adopted, I felt alone.
After spending years in foster care, Lexi worried that she and her brother were too old to be adopted. Thankfully, the siblings were adopted, with help from the Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption.
I love teenagers. To see how brave Lexi was and how she opened herself up to being in a family, all of a sudden, she's holding my hand and calling me Mom. It was really special.
Every child, no matter their age, deserves to grow up in a safe, permanent home.
Children at every age experience challenges. Teenagers are more complex than young children, but in the best ways.
You're never too old for family. Learn how you can help children still waiting to be adopted from foster care at DaveThomasFoundation.org.
Don't let your kids get fooled by the people they meet on social media. It may start as an innocent conversation, but those strangers are using their relationship to deal drugs to your kids. If you think tiny pills can't do much harm, think again. Fentanyl can end it all. Find resources at TalkNowAZ.com. Don't let your kids get fooled. Talk to them. And visit TalkNowAZ.com. This message is sponsored by the Substance Abuse Coalition Leaders of Arizona.
Donors choose. Support a classroom.
Build a future.
Did you know that every year, public school teachers spend nearly $500 of their own money for student supplies? Let's do the math. That comes out to over $1.2 billion a year. And that's just not right. At Donors Choose, we want students and teachers to have the tools they need for a great education. And now, more than ever, they need your help. Here's what you can do. Go to DonorsChoose.org and choose from teachers' requests that support reading, math, science, history, and more. Once a request is funded, we'll take care of shipping everything directly to the teacher. It's that easy. you'll receive thank you letters and photos from students and teachers and a report of how every dollar was spent. Teachers' needs have never been greater. Learn more at donorschoose.org.
Donors Choose. Support a classroom.
Build a future.
Hey, adventure seekers and road trippers, rev up for the President's Day weekend lot sale at Bobby Coombs RV Center. This weekend, starting this Friday through President's Day, we're going big with colossal discounts on our entire stock. That's right, over 80 units of brand new and pre-loved RVs await. Bobby's got truck campers, destination trailers, fifth wheels, and toy haulers. And here's the hook. Special financing is available. Don't miss the lot sale of the year at Bobby Coombs RV Center this Friday through Monday.
You're listening to Life, Death, and the Law, presented by Deason, Garner, and Hanson, the law firm that has been voted Yuma's best 6 years in a row.
Welcome back to Life, Death, and the Law. I'm Sean Garner with Deason, Garner, and Hanson, in studio with Adam and Cody. So I want to talk a little bit about the similarities that I see between Taylor Swift and Donald Trump.
Yeah, I mean, she's obviously in the press because, well, a lot of different reasons, but last week was the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I think one of the similarities is you can't look anywhere without hearing her name or seeing her face, right? She's everywhere.
Not in my house.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I know you got a poster right above your bed.
No, I don't.
Of Donald Trump or Taylor Swift.
I've got four little girls that adore her.
Yeah,
so.
Well, my daughter does too, and my wife, and I actually have two daughters that adore her. Anyway, so she's famous for writing songs about her poor choice in men. And
among other things, I suppose.
So, yeah. Well, she's famous for good. She sings well, right? And my daughter, the songs are good. The melodies are good. I got no problem with that. I think that's fine. But as an individual, I don't think that I'd want my daughter basing her life choices on the character of Taylor Swift herself, the individual. And I think that's similar to Donald Trump in the fact that he's everywhere, right? You can't get away from him. You're going to see his face everywhere. You're going to hear his name constantly. And I don't want my children to base their life decisions from his character either.
So if you had personality traits showing in your children of either Taylor Swift or Donald Trump, you would try and correct both.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah. But the point is, Taylor Swift is good at what she does. She's good at entertaining. And Donald Trump is good at what he does, at least for the people, and that is running the country. And so I'm okay with my kids listening to her music, and I'm okay with Donald Trump running the country. I would prefer somebody that was a family man, that was married once and had a perfect nuclear family, and you know, everything went smoothly in his life. Of course, very few of us can exemplify that, but there are some out there. I think that Ron DeSantis is a good example of that. I think Vivek Ramaswamy was a good example of that. I think there are a lot of people. But nonetheless, Donald Trump is very good at being popular and inspiring people, and he has proven that he can run the country well, and that he can deal with foreign powers well, that he can maintain the peace. He's proven that. And so I like him for that. And so Adam, he loves Taylor Swift. And you know what? That's okay, right?
Your words, not mine, but...
No, your words. You're Swifty.
I'm not going to go there, but I think you're right in the sense that I've seen this actually play out in my life. So when my wife and I were first married, and we're expecting our first kid, the decision comes to name that child, right? And at the time, we were living in Phoenix going to school, and the Phoenix Suns were doing pretty well. And they had been doing pretty well in the early 2000s. And at the time, they had Steve Nash as their point guard. And I love Steve Nash. I love the way he played. I love his style. I thought he was a good guy. And so I thought, well, let's name our son after him. Like, let's put that as his middle name. Nobody will know, really, but us. And I think it's a cool name anyway, Nash. I thought it'd be cool. And she's like, no, I'm not going to name our kid after somebody, because inevitably they're going to let you down, or they're going to do something, and now you're stuck with his name. I'm like, you're so dumb. We need to name him that. It's so cool. But she won, obviously. And so we didn't. And I mean, looking back, I don't know of anything that Steve Nash has ever done to change or sway my opinion. I think he made some political remarks way back when, and I'm like, I don't really agree with that.
Oh, don't tell me, because I love Steve Nash.
No, I don't think it was. It wasn't really a lot. It was after he was already retired and he's playing soccer or something in New York. I don't remember exactly, but I was like, I don't like what he said. But anyway, it wasn't like this big, you know, he came out and said some outlandish things, and then we're like, oh, we hate Steve Nash now. It wasn't anything like that. I'm just saying, inevitably, when you place your faith or your opinion making, or you base yourself in somebody else's opinion or your perception of them and them being a great hero or person, you are going to be let down. And I think you're exactly right, Sean. We should not use others as our litmus test as to how we build our foundation. And we have to actually do that ourselves, not rely on a Taylor Swift to tell us what to do or who to vote for.
Yeah, and it's scary how much influence Taylor Swift has. I mean, just look at the NFL. The numbers of viewership is up like 30% just because she's dating Travis Kelce. And so many people love her, want to see her face at the game. And so the female population that is now watching the NFL has just surged. And even to the point where there's some conspiracy theory out there that the NFL is rigging the game so the Kansas City Chiefs made it to the Super Bowl because they wanted the viewership there. I don't know about that. But the whole point is here, we can like an individual or hate an individual and then look at their policies and their outcomes and say, okay, you're doing a good job, so you get the job. You're doing a bad job, so you don't get the job. As an individual, I don't like you. I don't like your personal life decisions. That's not going to base my decision on whether or not you get the job. In fact, our firm is made up with a very diverse group of individuals, and I think we disagree on a lot of things. But we work together very well because we're respectful to each other. And number one is we respect the freedom of choice to run our personal lives the way we think is fit for ourselves. But we bring our professional performance to the workplace, and we hire solely based on merit. And that's why our company privately is able to succeed despite the taxes and all of the regulations that we have to contribute to the government. So what do you think about that now, going back to this diversity question? Because we started out with DEI. And before I get your final opinion on that, I want to play one more clip from Bill Maher. And I like Bill Maher so much because he's famous for being a left-wing comedian, but he's more of a political commentator type comedian. And he brings in politics in a way that's funny, so it's you can listen to it without having that pit in your stomach. And he also has stayed true to his base, which is the 90s version of what Democrats used to be, instead of this extremely left, woke, crazy left version. Cody, play this interview with Joe Rogan, who is also a 90s Democrat, but has stayed true to his base and not followed the woke craziness. And he's interviewing Bill Maher here, and he kind of fleshes out really what the issues are.
I think they look at you like a guy who they're worried about because you don't toe the line.
They should be. Exactly.
You're like a 90s liberal. You're like liberals back when they were more reasonable before they became leftists. And now every liberal kind of has to be a leftist. It's not, if you want to be on the team, you got to subscribe to the most fringe ideas that the team is promoting.
I have always believed, as liberals do, for example, in a colorblind society, that the goal is to not see race at all anywhere for any reason. Yeah. That's not what the woke believe. They believe race is first and foremost the thing you should always see everywhere, which I find interesting because that used to be the position of the Ku Klux Klan.
The little quib that he throws in at the end is priceless because it's true. The Ku Klux Klan could care less who you were as long as you had the right color of skin. And, of course, they're a horrible group of individuals. and I would not want to be associated with them in the least. Of course, they were founded by the Democratic Party and have always been fought against by the Republican Party, but that is in the past, and both parties have moved on. I acknowledge that, but it is worth noting. But, you know, this whole diversity, equity, inclusion, you've got to be aware of it. DEI, that is something that is so important to be aware of because policies are being based on this. Your children are going to educational systems that are hiring based on this diversity of ideas. And so if two people that have somewhat equal talents are interviewed and one is a transgender individual and one believes in the fact that there was no mistake when they were born, their sex matches their gender, well, that's normal and that's old school. And so we're going to get the person that's diverse in there and your kids are going to come home. If life wasn't hard enough, well, it's just going to get a whole bunch harder because they're going to be really confused. And they're not going to be learning math and science. They're going to be learning that there's a new pronoun every day.
Yeah, if you're upset about Common Core math, like, this is next level.
Right.
Common Core is like...
Which brings us into...
I know.
Yeah.
Please teach them Common Core right. Instead of this. We give up. Just go back. Go back to the Common Core. Nobody understood. I'm like, just watch YouTube and figure it out. The math problem. Like, I can't help you with that. They asked me for help with their homework. I'm like, I got nothing.
Past fifth grade, yeah, I don't even try because then my kids lose respect for me real quick.
My son's in a math class in high school, and I don't even know what it's called. I'm like, that's math? I don't know what that word is. I don't know. Don't you just take like algebra, geometry, pre-calc, you know, that kind of stuff? He's like, oh no, it's this blah blah blah. I'm like, I don't know what that is. What is that? He's like, I don't know either. I don't want to be in that class. I'm like, dude, just go back to normal math. What do you need? All these weird maths?
You need the credits.
Why?
I mean, to graduate. I mean, they stack it that way. You know, you need so much.
Back in my day, you just took math, you know?
Yeah. And talking about our school systems, we have invited the superintendent. For
oh no, you're getting into this.
We have, and the Yuma, Yuma Union School District, to come on about why he disagrees with Tom Horn that we should have boys and girls bathrooms, and the sex that you were born is the bathroom that you should use. I don't know why it needs to go beyond that.
Or play, or participate in sports to which your
that
sex was legally assigned. At birth.
And it's not even legally assigned. It's biologically assigned by God when you know, the two cells started multiplying, or the cells started multiplying, right?
Yeah, that's another issue. But, I mean, on the birth certificate, it says something.
It does say something, yeah. And it's not like, you know, the doctor held up the baby and took a look between the legs and said, well, let's flip a coin here. You know, there was an indication,
clear
indication as to whether or not you were a boy or a girl.
Yeah, we'll figure that out in 8 to 10 years. When they tell us.
Right. So the idea that the school district now needs to hire an attorney and spend the funds that they say they don't have for athletics and actually academics to get an attorney's opinion as to why we need to make this a more complicated issue is beyond me. But we've asked them to appear on our show to answer that question, and they haven't. And instead, they've offered their attorneys to appear on our show. So we'll see. We'll see if we talk with their attorneys in an upcoming show.
Yeah, I mean, so if they can call in or come in, we'll take that.
We'll have that conversation.
Awesome.
That's all the time we have for this week. We will talk to you next week. This is Life, Death, and the Law.
If you have questions or want to know more about something that was discussed today, please call the law firm of Deason, Garner & Hanson at 928-783-4575 or visit yumaestateplanning.com.
Hey,
Yuma, Dave Ramsey here. If you listen to our show or know anything about us, then you know I only recommend products and services I trust and I believe in. That's why when it comes to protecting your assets and planning for your loved one's future, you've got to call my friends Sean Garner and Adam Hansen at the law firm of Deason, Garner, and Hansen. I encourage you to take the first step and attend a free, no-pressure seminar and learn all of your options. The firm of Deason, Garner, and Hansen has been educating the Yuma community for over 40 years, and this is the only area of law that they practice. Sean and Adam believe in giving free education to help people make smart decisions about their assets and help them leave a legacy for their family that they can be proud of. Schedule a free personal consultation today. Call 783-4575 or visit YumaEstatePlanning.com.
Hi, I'm Vanessa Williams, and I want to share with you the role that diabetes has had in my family. I lost my grandmother at the early age of 64 due to complications with diabetes. She was warm, generous, and a constant encouragement for me to follow my heart. Did you know that African Americans experience chronic kidney disease at a rate that's 25% higher than white Americans? And we're almost four times more likely to develop kidney failure. Diabetes and high blood pressure are leading causes of kidney disease, which can result in kidney failure, needing dialysis, or a kidney transplant. The good news is that you have the power to check out how well your kidneys are doing and learn ways to prevent them from failing. So, go to your doctor and get yourself checked out. Visit linkmylovetv.org to learn more. Get the facts, get checked, and get healthy.
Do you know about 211 Arizona? It's a free service to connect you with resources anywhere in Arizona. Housing assistance and eviction prevention, transportation and ride services, healthcare benefits, food resources, and even utility bill support. Talk to a live operator in English or Spanish 24 hours a day, every day of the year. Just dial 211 or visit 211arizona.org. Get connected, get answers, and get the help you need. This message is sponsored by 211 Arizona.
There are two definitions of a tool. The standard definition is a device or implement used to carry out a particular function and is usually held in the hand. The slang definition, however, refers to a foolish person, an insecure person, who's controlled by others. Don't be a tool. Make sure you have the right tool. At Firearms Unknown, we're putting the right tool in the hands of the right people every day. Your safety and the safety of your family is our first concern, and your Second Amendment right. Firearms Unknown has a tool for everyone, and right now, we're celebrating our grand opening with the main event on March 2nd. We will have raffles, a prize wheel, and free hot dogs for customers. Huge discounts and many guns, or should I say tools, being sold at prices too low to advertise. Guns, ammo, archery, and accessories, all the right tools for all the right people. So don't be a tool. Get the right tool at Firearms Unknown, 801 West 32nd Street, right here in Yuma.
Over $6 billion in tax refunds were flagged by the IRS for possible identity theft in 2023. If you're in a bind this tax season, LifeLock can help. Their U.S.-based restoration specialists are dedicated to helping solve identity theft issues, and all plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, which means if you lose money because of identity theft, LifeLock will reimburse you to the limits of your plan. Go to LifeLock.com and save up to 25% your first year with promo code CLAY.
Parenting is hard. Technology can make it harder. The Family Media Plan developed by the American Academy of Pediatrics helps make it easier. Go to healthychildren.org/media plan to create the media plan that's right for your family. Whether you make a full plan or just choose a few parts that matter the most to your family, healthychildren.org/media plan is an easy-to-use tool that will help your family set media priorities and create healthy digital habits in line with your family's values. You'll also get practical tips to help make the plan work. And you can come back to revise your plan as often as you need to, like at the beginning of each school year or during summer and holiday breaks. Raising kids in the age of screens is easier when you have a plan. Go to healthychildren.org/media plan and make your plan today.
The preceding show on 560 KBLU was a paid program. All opinions expressed by the program participants are solely their current opinions and do not reflect the opinions of 560 KBLU, Eldorado Broadcasters, LLC, their respective parent companies or affiliates, or the companies with which the program participants are affiliated and may have been previously disseminated by them. The program participants' opinions are based upon information they consider reliable, but neither 560 KBLU, Eldorado Broadcasters, LLC, nor its affiliates, nor the companies with which such participants are affiliated, warrant its completeness or accuracy, and it should not be relied upon as such.
This is News Talk 560 KBLU.